So I want to finish up our discussion today talking about GIST. And I want to begin by talking about adjuvant therapy and asking Rich if he could comment on the oral presentation at ASCO of the EORTC and a bunch of other groups' randomized phase 3 study. I think this is the third major adjuvant trial like this. This one's looked at 2 years versus none. Can you talk about the trial, what they found, and what you think it means?
Yeah, so it's an interesting study, a very large study, 908 patients randomized. And the randomization was to no further therapy versus 2 years of imatinib at the usual dose. They actually started out with 400 patients to accrue, and then they escalated the accrual to 900. And I guess the presumption was to increase the power of the study.
I think they were getting lower risk patients than they thought they were going to get.
And the interesting thing about it was the 5-year overall survival in both arms, which was 100% for the imatinib arm and 99% for the non-treatment arm. And they coined a new endpoint, which was imatinib failure-free survival. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, patients who relapse got imatinib at relapse, and patients who were treated got imatinib immediately. And my take on this was that there wasn't a real big difference between treatment now and treatment later, except that some of the patients never relapsed and wouldn't have needed treatment. So I would say that this maybe is an argument for showing that there's not a big difference in 5-year overall survival for a cytostatic agent that's delayed until time of relapse. So it actually, to some degree, contradicts the conclusions that we've drawn from the other randomized trials, which are that we ought to use imatinib in everybody with high risk. And I think the difference is that, you know, every time there's been a randomized trial of imatinib, people who got it for longer have done better. And there's been an excess in relapses in the year after the imatinib's been stopped. And I think that that's because it is not a cytotoxic agent, but rather is a cytostatic agent.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me, you may not know, but it was like really a long time ago, way more than 20 years ago, one of the first adjuvant breast cancer trials of tamoxifen was the so-called Scottish trial. And I think it was the only adjuvant study I know of in solid tumors where the randomization was to tamoxifen up front adjuvantly or on relapse. So it's kind of addressing the same thing in the long run. Of course, there they saw a survival benefit. How do you put this together, Randy, in terms of, you know, the impact of adjuvant therapy, and particularly the question of whether it affects survival and whether by going to 3 years, which one of the other studies looked at, you would see a survival advantage, particularly in higher risk patients?
So, I mean, you know, I actually agree with a lot of what Rich said, because that's always been in the back of our minds, because what was approved was really for relapse-free survival. But if you looked at the original randomized trial of 1 year versus nothing, the curves all come together. And, you know, those who are going to relapse are going to relapse. And it was always kind of pay me now or pay me later. I was actually surprised at the 3 versus 1 year because there was a survival difference with that. But the survival difference was relatively small. And if you parse the data, some of the survival difference was not due to cancer. So it wasn't all cancer deaths because the number of people who had died was still relatively small. So I think this trial actually is very interesting. Now, I understand that this is a better group of patients and that maybe there's a subgroup of patients, you know, sort of the ones who we wouldn't treat didn't benefit, but, you know, we wouldn't treat those people necessarily anyway. And it'd be hard, it's just a presentation to peel out the ones that we would treat. But I think it does give you pause because imatinib is not without toxicity. I mean, it's well tolerated compared to some, to FOLFIRINOX. But on the other hand, you know, patients who are on for 3 years, they often know it. I mean, they have edema, they have fatigue, they have GI side effects, they often have skin rash. And, you know, it's not uncommon for people to come off. And I think this trial gives you some, you know, at least a bit of a leg to stand on, particularly the patient you're not quite as worried about, that maybe you don't absolutely have to give imatinib in the adjuvant setting. I'd like to see more data when they peel it out.